Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And welcome to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. And the gathering panel is here, ready to go. Tom says he's definitely staying awake tonight, even though the lighting is beautiful.
Mood lighting.
The mood lighting.
I'll be here for you for a good 25, 30 minutes.
And it's Tom Gould and Melissa Gould. Melissa's here to keep Tom awake. And,
yes, happy, peppy.
And Fran and Bob, and we're going to be talking about... Well, we're talking about personal experiences that would lead one to believe that there's an afterlife. And we did a survey, and we got a tremendous response, and we'll be reading some of those personal experiences. And we welcome people to join in during the show, you know, with more. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. And before we get started, Fran is going to get us caught up on what's happening at the foundation.
Oh, I am, I?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, first, for all our listeners, go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org and get your raffle tickets, because December 23rd is the drawing, and that really is going to come up upon us fast. And you can win a one-hour medium reading. Actually, if you buy enough tickets, you could win all five of them. We have five one-hour medium readings that are being raffled off on December 23rd. It's only $5 a chance. The mediums who will be doing these readings are Tracy Lee Nash, Neil Zapowski, Nancy Marlowe, Dustin Livers, and Kathy Towle. So enter often and have lots of different numbers, because we use a computer program that randomly chooses numbers to select the winners. And then we would like to remind you to sign up for our next webinar, Pop Culture Consciousness, with our own Forever Family Foundation president, Lloyd Auerbach, on Wednesday, September 23rd. All the details are on our events page at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Please follow the directions to reserve your seats. Once you register, your registration will go through an approval process. We have discounted the $20 non-member seats to $5 for our members. And this time only, if you would like a signed copy of Lloyd's newest book, ESP Wars, there's a special offer for those attending the webinar. So watch for additional webinars as they get posted on the Forever Family Foundation events page. Florida members and those planning to be in Florida this November, make your plans now to be in Miami on Friday, November 13th, 2015, for an evening of spirit communication with Forever Family Foundation certified medium Joanne Gerber. And for our Kim Russo fans, remember when we used to have events with Teresa Caputo and it was easy to get a seat? Don't get shut out this time around. Kim is taking time off from her busy filming schedule for her two shows, The Haunting of and Psychic Intervention, to donate her time to Forever Family Foundation on October 24th for a celestial evening of spirit communication at Long Island University CW Post Campus in Brookville, New York. Get your seats online on our website while you can. She will be joined by Forever Family Foundation certified medium Joe Peretta. October is next month. Don't get shut out. December is not far away, as I mentioned before. So those of you who wait for our annual holidays past events, we have two scheduled. Joanne Gerber will be in Natick, Massachusetts. And Joe Scheel will join Janet Nohavec in a team in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. Both events are on December 12th. And finally, please, please, please help us keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on one of the donation buttons. They are on every page. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that all other traditional not-for-profits enjoy. And a final reminder, when you're shopping online, use the Amazon link from Forever Family Foundation or sign up with iGift.com and name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. Also, go to Great Not Profits and do a review for Forever Family Foundation. We are in the running for our 2015 Great Nonprofits badge and a lot of benefits that may help us reach out to more of the public. And that's it for my announcement.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So I mentioned that we put a survey up, which incidentally we're going to keep up on the website because we're always interested in, that's what we do, right? We want to know about people's personal experiences. So we asked some questions. You know, one, is there one personal experience that you can recount which assured you that there's life after death? And out of the first 100 responders, 91 answered yes, 91%. Pretty high percentage. The second question, and we're going to do that on another show, which, can you recall a personal experience that assured you that ESP, extrasensory perception, and intuition are real? And if yes, you know, we asked to please explain. And there, out of the first 100 responders, 74% said yes. A little unusual, I thought, because I thought that more people would admit to, you know, or having an intuitive experience non-related to the afterlife. But I guess in our membership, 91% was more that had a personal proof of an afterlife.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting that people are open to receive communication from our deceased loved ones, but they're not necessarily interested, or are they psychic? So
right. And, you know, that raises other questions. Do you have to be psychic or intuitive to have a communication? But that's a subject.
I was going to answer that.
Okay.
Oh. No. That's your answer. The answer, no, you do not have to be.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. So I'm going to start reading a couple. And this first one was interesting on a few levels. So let me read this. A person writes in, "The day my husband passed, I heard a man's voice call my name as I was outside my house alone. I went around the house answering as I thought it was a neighbor who had been looking after our pets. No, there was no one around. The voice was calm and not intending to frighten. I couldn't tell if it was my husband's voice, as he had been unable to speak for a long time due to ALS. I wasn't frightened, but smiled and acknowledged that I knew that it was his alerting me that he had passed in a hospital a few miles away. Also, I was happy that he didn't say goodbye. If he had, I would have felt devastated. It was as if he just left the door open with the hope I would know we would be together again in time."
Yeah, I like that.
Lovely.
Interesting.
Beautifully written.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. So there, you know, so many people, it makes you think, because so many people say, oh, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, if only I had a chance to say goodbye. And when you look at it from this perspective, it's...
You don't want to say goodbye.
It's not goodbye. It's going through another door. See you later. Yeah. And it was also evidently the voice that appeared at the same... She didn't mention that, but I'm assuming it was the same time that he passed in the hospital. And we hear that, and there are plenty of reports that people wrote in about that they knew... That they got a visit from their loved one right after the loved one physically died. So
those
are pretty cool. And we are going to be, you know, talking about experiences that you have sent us, and we really appreciate everybody's participation. Obviously, we can't get to them all, but we're not limited to the ones you sent in. If you have another one you want to talk about, call in. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. You know, before we go to a break, I can read another one here if I can get my glasses on, which I don't
have. Would you like mine?
It was approximately 9 months after my daughter passed from a car accident at the age of 19. I was having a lot of trouble sleeping. It would often fill the time reading when I could not sleep. On this particular night, I was reading a book entitled Life After Life. I decided I would lie down and try to sleep. Just as it seemed I was drifting off, my daughter was in front of me. It was very vivid, as if she were actually standing in front of me. I remember thinking, McKenna, is that you? Are you here? I reached out and touched her arm and could actually feel her arm. I said, oh my gosh, I can feel your arm. I can actually feel your arm. It was then I felt her saying, that's because it's me, Mom. It's really me. I wanted you to know that what you are reading is true. I asked her if she was happy. I felt her say, I'm happy. I miss you guys, but I'm happy. Then she was gone. I have never doubted since then that there is life after life. No one will ever convince me otherwise. So,
I like that. That's a great story.
Yeah, just life-changing, right?
Absolutely.
The person, so, you know, we often talk about, you know, learning about all these things and coming to a belief in the afterlife, but the personal experiences just, you know, shake you to the core.
Well, there are two such comforting stories, too,
yeah.
The information. You know, for believers, look at that benefit.
Right.
It's comforting.
Yeah. And how many times have we heard, all of us at the Foundation, about people tell us at various events, you know, that they physically saw, you know, and if you suggest that it was just a dream, you know, they'll vehemently tell you, no, it wasn't, you know. So, and there's been countless books about, you know, apparitions and appearances. So, do we need to break now, Francis?
We should break.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to read many more of these personal experiences, so stay with us.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Wind Bridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering, where we're talking about personal experiences that would make one believe that there's an afterlife, or have made people believe. In case you want to share, your number here is 1-888-627-6008. This person writes, one experience occurred about 4 years ago. My boyfriend's mother, Esther, was in hospice after having two strokes. I had not seen her in hospice. One night I was home alone working on the computer. My boyfriend was at work, and his son, Dan, who was living with us, was visiting his grandmother. At about 11 p.m. while I was working and not thinking of Esther, I was suddenly aware of her presence with a feeling that she was traveling somewhere, but she had stopped by to answer a question. It was a question I had never felt comfortable asking her. The answer was relevant, and I was surprised and grateful for her deep and meaningful response. And then she left. I thought perhaps she had died, but also that she might have been doing some out-of-body travel or just telepathic communication in her semi-comatose state. Then Dan came home about an hour later. I told him my vision. He asked me what time it had happened, and I said about 11, and he told me that he had been with Esther as she died at that time. So another example we're just talking about. It happens more often than even we think, right?
Wow,
I guess, doesn't that make sense to you, though? I mean, when you cross over and you, the most important thing must be to get a message through, you know, to a loved one. So, yeah, I wonder, I mean, we're always saying, I'm conflicted that way, because we're always saying that it must take some help and some learning to be able to communicate, and yet there are so many reports of people just making themselves appear and getting a message through right away.
Yeah.
So which do you think it is? Is it both?
It can be both, because, we're reminded that time is irrelevant.
Right.
In the afterlife, there is no time. So they could have taken them a long time to learn, but to us, it was the same day.
Oh, that's a good theory.
True. Yeah, we're thinking it again in physical terms. You're right.
Ah.
What's time?
I get so confused thinking like that, but I get it to this much degree.
Yeah. Did we have a caller? No. Okay. So here's another one. In 2010, I was having trouble getting pregnant. This is not me. This is I'm reading this. I thought it may not
be. You've had a lot of trouble getting
pregnant. I did have a lot of trouble. Still do. I thought it may not be possible. One night I had a dream visit from my deceased grandfather. We were on a beach, and he was holding the hand of a little blonde boy. He said, you're going to name him after me. And I said, that's the plan. About a year or so later, I was told by a medium that I would have a boy. I became pregnant in June of 2014 with a baby boy. As he is growing up, I see that he is the same boy that was on the beach with me and my grandfather during the visit.
Wow.
So.
And I hope she named the child after the grandfather.
You know, she didn't say, but that's pretty cool evidence when you recognize your son as the person you saw your son before he was born, right?
So, because the baby's born, the baby looks like a baby, but it had to a little bit of time pass, it sounds like, before
right.
She was like, hey, I've seen you before.
So I wonder how it goes back to what Tom was saying about the nature of time. The grandfather, before the baby is born, is holding the baby because he knows, does he know what soul's going to incarnate, you know, into her? Or,
yeah. What was that movie we saw where the babies are lined up to get born?
Oh, Milo?
Yeah.
Living Milo.
Yeah, that was good, yeah. Here's another one. I lost my partner in a drowning accident in 2006. I was utterly devastated. I have a light fixture above a table in a family room which has three bulbs. One of those had never worked. Replacing the bulb didn't help, so it must have been something wrong with the wiring to that bulb. One night I was watching a movie, and they sang a song that really tore me up. I started crying, and that bulb lit up for the first time ever.
Oh.
And now, you know, how many times have we heard about these physical manifestations?
Well, you recently had one.
Yeah. Did Fran show you that video?
I saw it. It was remarkable.
I didn't see the video.
It was like a light.
You know, I was kicking myself because I really should have put it into the email that went out for this show.
Yeah.
But maybe next month.
Future, yeah.
Well, why don't you tell what happened?
It happened to you, too.
Yeah. But I always screw things up when I tell the story.
Let's see if I can remember. There's been so many things going on lately, but I believe that we had come home. It was in the evening, and so we walked into the house turning on lights. It was dark. So all the lights in the kitchen were on, and then we went into the office to turn on the computers and do some computer work, and then we got tired and said, okay, that's the end of work, let's just shut it all down, and walked back into the kitchen. And as we stepped into the kitchen, we got this beautiful light show where some
like the
light
Fourth
was
of July.
On. It was beautiful. We have 12 hi-hats, and some were going on and some were going off, and it was just this dance of the lights, and it went on for about, I'd say, 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, and you,
quite a while.
You got
and
your phone. And
I got my phone, and I videoed it, and then it stopped. And then Bob decided to go upstairs, and I was getting ready to, you know, shut everything down for the evening. And my back now was to the kitchen. I was in the next room, and something told me to turn around, and I turned around. And as I turned around, it started up again. So I actually have two videotapes of this dance. But none of the lights burnt out because of it, and it hasn't happened again since. And all of the lights on all of the switches in that room work normally.
Yeah, and they're on different circuits, and it was the only everything else in the house was fine, and it's never happened before, it's never happened after. So that got my attention, you know, just standing like dumbfounded.
Now, as you're thinking back, was there anything during that day of thinking about something or something that might have triggered it, or just?
I don't know. We had come back
from New Jersey
visiting my daughter. You know, we were probably. We might have been talking about Bailey. Maybe that it could have been that, or it could have been somebody else trying to get us our attention. But
we have quite a few dead people on the other side.
Yeah, I don't know. But again, I mean, people have been reporting those things for 100 years. They're just physical manifestations and lights. And mostly you hear about it in lights. You know, and sometimes there's a logical explanation for it. I know when it used to happen to us, 13 years ago, I used to call in an electrician and have them take the switches off because I had to know, you know. It usually is no physical, explanation. So they're beings of energy and they can manipulate energy, and that makes sense that they can turn things on and off that way. How many times do people say that they have the TVs, go on and off, right?
Yeah.
And you guys have experienced EVP, and that's really a manipulation of energy as well.
So, yeah. I recall when my great aunt passed, she was living in my parents' home. As was I at the time, and the night she passed, they have the old fashioned radiators. Actually, they're tall ones. It's a very old house. And they had this cement head that came from a local castle that's no longer there. But the head was placed between this tall radiator and the wall, was a couple inch gap in between. The head came crashing down onto the floor and rolled a little bit. But it was, I could say just a coincidence that it was the night
right.
Aunt Polly died. We always recall
Or it was Aunt Polly.
Together. Right.
Yeah, that's always a question. Another responder said, a few days after losing our daughter to a brain tumor, her boyfriend asked about a certain memento that they had in their relationship. I couldn't find it after looking through everything. The next morning, when I woke up, the memento was sitting on a shelf where I looked. I guess where she looked before. I couldn't believe how it got there after I had specifically looked repeatedly on that very shelf. I had to believe she put it there, realizing she wanted her boyfriend to have this particular memento. So we were just talking about, manifestations, right? The moving things. That happened. I think that's happened to all of us, right? And it's such a common thing. If you recall things moving or appearing,
you knew it hadn't been there before.
Right.
But there it is. There was that little rock that appeared on my deck in our backyard. A little painted rock with face on it, some numbers. I think I brought it over here to show you guys. It seemed too large for an animal to have moved it. No wind, no kids were in our backyard. But there it appeared. And then I showed it to my daughter, who was no longer living at home.
Yeah.
She thought it looked familiar, just something about it, whether she had drawn this little face on it, but why it appeared there all of a sudden.
Hmm.
No idea.
I don't know. Let's see. We have, I've had several visitations from my son since his passing. Visitations are not dreams. I was able to touch him, hold him in my arms, and speak to him. My son was able to speak to me and hug me also. I'm 100% positive there is life after death, and I can't wait to get there.
Aww.
Which reminds me of somebody.
Yes. Yeah, my own mom.
Yeah, I mean, and she was anxious to get where she was going, and now she's enjoying it.
Well, that's a great story. Yeah. I think you should share the story.
Well,
yeah, it's timely. I think it was 5 years ago around this time. She had been diagnosed with leukemia, and the doctors pulled me aside and said, that they gave her 2 weeks, but she ended up lasting 6. And in that period of time, it was her birthday, so we had Laura Lynn Jackson come over and give her a reading, and Laura Lynn, of course, said my dad was waiting for her. He was planning a big party, and he was learning his, practicing his dance steps because they love to dance. And, said that it's beautiful and a lot of fun over there, and, he's waiting for her. And then, so that was certainly a great reading. And a couple of days later, as you can imagine, you go through the whole gamut of emotions. I came over to the house to visit with her, and she had been crying, and I said, specifically are you bothered about at this point? And she goes, well, and I said, yeah. And then I said, but think about your reading with Laura Lynn. You're about to reunite with Dad, and you guys are going to be together, and it's it's going to be wonderful. And she looked up at me and she goes, I'm kind of feeling a little guilty, but I'm like kind of looking forward to it. And she had a smile on her face, and I just melted. I thought, wow, and that just showed me what a great, great gift someone like Laura Lynn can, or any good medium can give to somebody who's hurting. And
Isn't it also a shame, Tom, that she had to feel guilt? Things shouldn't be like that. Why should you feel guilty about being reunited with somebody?
or death in general, I guess, because, you think about Oh, there was a, early in Dustin Hoffman's career, he played a, an Indian in Little Big Man. It was the movie. And there was one scene where they were about to go into battle, and he sat there and says, well, it's a good day to die. And I always remembered that. And you know, how, oh, the Vikings, and that, you know, they'd get on the ship and or the boat and set it to fire and go out into the thing. And that it was more of a celebration. And it was more of a natural passing, which, speaking of my mom, I and Melissa were with her when she actually drew her last breath, and which was the first time I'd ever been in the presence of somebody passing away. And I was struck, profoundly struck, with just how natural it was. It wasn't, you know, I'd always promised her I would be with her when, you know, if I could at that time, and I wanted to be there for her. But in the back of my mind, you know, I had that, you know, Hollywood Halloween, you know, I don't want to see my mother die, you know, how horrible, you know, and I was just struck with how peaceful and even beautiful that it was.
We felt so blessed to have been a part of it.
Have been a part of it, exactly. And I feel that the work that the Forever Family Foundation is and the raising of awareness, hopefully, you know, will give a lot of people comfort and to know that it isn't an ending. It's just a new beginning, a new horizon for us.
Yeah, and it wasn't always this way. It was the way you described it in years past. It was always a family gathering, you know, as the person left this physical world, and that's the way it should have. Everybody thought that's the way it should be, but I don't know when we developed all this fear and shoving people away, and because everybody's afraid of their own mortality. They don't want to be surrounded by
yeah,
death.
I think you're going to catch it or something.
Yeah, you know.
You know, and both of my parents, when you talk about the same day of their death, getting signs. I mean, it was for my dad and my mom. They were all over the place. Couldn't avoid them. So it's tremendous.
Well, it certainly made you believe as well. Not that you believed before then. But,
yeah.
Person writes, the day after my mother's death, we were at the funeral home. I felt a rush of air behind me, and I knew someone had entered the room, although the door was shut and didn't open. I felt this overwhelming feeling of peace. I've never felt so safe. I felt two hands on my shoulders, and I knew instantly it was my mom. I could not see or hear her, but in my mind, I kept seeing signs with the same words, you're going to be okay. Those words kept repeating over and over. After we were done and got to the car, my family asked me, what happened to you in there? You became so strong and calm.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, you know, there it's a little more than a sense of presence. It's the feeling two hands, you know. You know, maybe mom couldn't do a full manifestation, but she got her hands there to comfort her, and she said just the right thing. I also found it interesting where she said, you know, she couldn't see her or hear her, but she understood telepathically the words that kept repeating.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so why we don't have to, you know, just because those are two senses, why should that take precedence over this telepathic sense, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Bob, I'm curious, most of the responders to the survey, more female than male? Or don't you know?
We didn't ask,
you know, and have the email. So, and it's hard to tell from emails, but I would, you know, in all these things that we do in the surveys and even in events, we notice that there's always more women than men, and we can reason that maybe the women have more intuitive ability or more, they're not as conditioned to the environment as maybe some of the men are, but it's starting to change, right? We recently,
at our events.
Yeah, and even a lot
the last lecture at CW Post last summer, we had a lot more men than we had women.
Yeah, and we've also been noticing that there have been more men applying for the medium certification, you know, because,
true.
You know,
yeah.
You know, so there's more male mediums. So I think that's a good sign that it's becoming more acceptable, you know.
Maybe it's part of the shift.
Part of the shift, yeah.
We're going to take, it's time to go to a break. We come back, we have a lot more to go over. We're going to be reading some of your responses. If you want to call in with your own response, the number is 888-627-6008. Stay with us, and we'll be back in a few.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. We're talking about personal proof, really, personal experiences that would make you believe or convince that there's an afterlife. Many of you have shared those experiences with us and continue to, and they're all, I'd say they're quite astounding, but they are, but to us, they're just normal.
Yeah. There's no para anymore. It's just part of the normal.
This person writes, about 3 months after my wife passed over, I was lying in bed one morning, half awake, listening to the birds outside, not thinking about anything. My brain had not yet engaged. Then I felt her kiss my lips and heard in my head, sorry it's been so long. They've been keeping us really busy. Unfortunately, that start startled me into full awake and ruined the receptive mental state. And that's interesting too, right? Because you something can just take you out of that. I don't know what you would call it. Or you're in an altered state, right? And then an external thing can happen. And boy, when that happens, you're really upset. You know, I had it. And,
yeah.
I love that line. Took me out of the receptive mental state. Cause that's what it is. And we know that society is. Certainly put the blinders on and shut down that receptive mental state.
Absolutely. This person writes, after my father passed, I noticed so many occurrences that could not be explained. I know he briefly was in my younger son on at least one occasion. My children were walking out of the house in a line when out of nowhere, my youngest stopped and turned toward me and said a word my father and only my father would say. It was not my son's voice, but deeper, more of a man's voice. His eyes looked different, as if my son was not in there for that brief moment. That word was one key sign I had asked my father to prove to me that he still exists. Uh-huh. My son doesn't remember saying that. I had asked him immediately following this. I have no doubt that was my father.
I think that's great. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
So do you think that it's a case of like same like a medium to channeling, you know, spirit
Well, it definitely sounds like Dad popped into the sun for a moment to.
And there were more than one child, so he probably figured, look at this, here's one who can hear, you know, I can get to, and
more of an empty vessel one.
Yeah.
Well, or you know, that more sensitive. Let's put it that way. I mean, certainly the same way that a spirit can latch onto a medium and say, "Oh, I know you can communicate. I need to get a message through," and then you know, off they go.
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, why, and that's the big question. You know, why some people you know make the connections and some people don't, and how mediums you know find that right conduit to get through. It's you know, maybe the person's more understanding, maybe the person's more intuitive, maybe they were a blank slate, like you say. That's like
a receptive mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've gone to classes and I've done tests and trials and things like that, and I have had minimal success with being able to sense something, but bottom line is I'm just way too math and science oriented. I'm way too analytical, and I think way too much to actually expand on it. So I understand fully how you can be shut down from it just by your own. You know,
yeah.
My expression is you got to get out of your own way if you're going to let this happen for you.
And that's what meditation does.
Yeah. You know,
but we all have the same problem. We have so much clutter and not enough time, and
we've
got a million excuses.
Exactly.
I think that overthinking business happens to me because when we met for the last gathering, it was right after our weekend in Chester, Connecticut, and when our facilitator Janet Nohavik guided us to read one another. So simply, just like that. All right, you two, go sit down and read each other.
Yeah.
It's like, how can we do that? What training do we have? But then, just like, okay, let me just take a deep breath and see what comes to me. And just like a word or a thought would drift into my head, and the partner I was sitting with would go, yes,
yeah.
And had a story or an explanation for practically everything I said. But the one thing that I then got in, my brain got in the way, you know, I'll give you that example. I said the word travel. I heard the word travel, but then my head got in the way because I knew this couple had difficulty arranging to make this trip to Connecticut. So in my head, I decided they must not travel because it's difficult just to get to Connecticut.
Right.
So even though I only heard travel, had I simply said to this gentleman, I see travel. And he might have launched into stories of wonder, but instead I said, travel. I don't think you enjoy traveling, because I put my own brain into it.
Right, and that's...
But had I left it alone...
Well, you shouldn't feel there, because we notice a lot of mediums do the same thing. And that's where they get into trouble.
They
start to interpret instead of just giving it.
And, you know, when you talk about making time for meditation, the Dalai Lama has a story. He says, you know, when I tell people that they should meditate 15 minutes a day, and some people come to him and say, well, I'm way too busy to meditate for 15 minutes a day. And the Dalai Lama says, well, then I tell them they should meditate for a half an hour.
Right. Well, this member writes, my son Nick passed away November 11th, 2009, at age 18, several months after he crossed over. In addition to the many signs that Nick gave me, he appeared to me in a full-body manifestation in which I actually saw and touched him. Nick appeared to me as he had looked a few years before he had passed. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. Another example of full manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So many stories. This is, now, here's one. She'd mind if I mentioned her name, because it's from Janet Mayer.
Oh, Janet.
Yeah. She writes one that is really interesting. A couple of days after my mom died, I went to bed, and shortly after getting comfortable, I heard my mom call out my name. It was so clearly her voice that I sat up to tell my husband, and I asked him if he heard me too. However, he didn't hear anything. The following morning, the siblings were to meet at my sister's house. When I walked in, my sister ran up to me to share she heard Mom call her name the night before. Mm-hmm. Then I shared my story. When my brother arrived shortly after, he said the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Mom called his name. When my other sister showed up, she told us that she heard Mom's voice, and she asked what she said, and she told us her name. Our mom called out all of our names on the same night to let us know she was still with us. The best part was it happened almost at the exact time the night before. So there again, now I could say, you know, to Janet, well, of course, because your whole family is intuitive.
Yeah.
But we hear these.
But they're not.
But
they're not.
No.
No.
But
in fact, I know that. There was one incident when Janet's sister was going to be traveling, and she was so nervous about getting on this airplane that she asked Janet to do a psychic scan of the plane to make sure it was going to be okay. And I think the story went that Janet saw something wrong with the plane. But as it turned out, after they took off, the stewardess announced that the toilet was backed up and nobody would be able to use the lavatory for the entire flight.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, what I like about Janet's story in particular is that Mom wasn't playing favorites. She wasn't going to come to one. She came to all the kids at the same time in the same fashion.
Didn't you know, with you? The same. Have that experience?
Yeah, we did. So that's
in a hotel.
Yeah, and that's what I can really relate to that. You know, where you know, my daughter not only came to me in a dream, but at the exact same time, unbeknownst to us at the time, you know, she came to, you know, my daughter and to Fran and to my son's fiance at the time. You know, so four people in the same hotel at the same time.
Wow.
And none of us. It's a good thing that we shared it. Because otherwise, we, you know, lots of times you don't share things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's interesting, and it also, you know, raises other, you know, possibilities. You know, that your soul can be in many different places in many different times as well.
Well, that's the Seth stories. Yeah. You know, they reading the book. The Seth Speaks, I guess, is the book. He talks about that it's like a tentacle, and you can be any place or time,
right,
simultaneously.
Let's squeeze in a call here.
All right, we've got Terry on line 3.
Hi, Terry. Terry, you with us? Just not.
Terry's gone.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, what you were saying, Tom, is you know, from the Seth material, but that it's important because a lot of people they wonder, especially when it comes to reincarnation, the big fear is that their loved one's going to reincarnate, which means that they'll never be able to communicate with them again.
Yeah.
But like Seth would say, right, and others would say that that's not the case because you have this master soul, and you may which is made up of many, many, many different components, going to be many different places at once at different times as we think of time. So, you know, it's just a part.
And also, if you want to step back even further to the real big picture, and what I've heard over and over again is we're all one. You know, we are all connected. So it's not a matter of my being can be in 12 different places, but my being is your being and your being and your being, and we're all just parts of one big being, one big energy flow.
Right.
So it makes sense that you could be hundreds of places because you are hundreds of places.
That's true. And even in everybody, it's a trite saying, you know, that we're all connected. But even in the physical, I mean, our consciousness is connected. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So, and we, you know, these ripple effects, right, throughout, who knows, many different dimensions and many different existences. And we'll find out soon enough.
We're getting closer to finding out.
I know.
Passing day.
We never did make a pact, you know. We talked about that once, you know, to whoever's going to go first is going to send me.
We'll definitely have
to. They'll call in. Oh, we'll call in on the.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Take that call.
Well, let's see, because Terry has materialized.
Oh, great. Right.
We'd like to take Terry.
We missed you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
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 I'm enjoying listening to your show. I've listened to a couple of shows, and it's very enjoyable. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. Did you have an experience as well?
Yes, I wanted to share. I've had a lot of experiences related to my brother passed a year ago, July, and we were very extremely close. And so many things have happened since he passed. I actually wrote about it for a journal. But one of the things I wanted to share that I think is inspiring is a synchronicity that keeps happening. So for the longest time, I had gone to Hawaii, and I had found a little 6-inch wooden boat under the water, and I came home and kept it. This was in my 20s, and I'm in my 50s. And when my brother passed last year, we had to go and clean out his apartment. And when we were going around the apartment, I found, apparently, he had the exact copy of the wooden boat that I have.
Wow.
And I had never known this. And his wasn't weather-worn, like mine had been under the water, but his was the same exact length. It was wooden, same shape, everything. Mm. And so I took it home with me. And it just made me think about reincarnation and all of that. But what was really striking is I'm a painter, and I have this painting on my wall that I hadn't paid much attention to, and I must have painted this painting 5 or 6 years ago. And I went home, and I was just kind of sitting in the room, and I started really looking at this painting that I hadn't paid attention to. And the painting, it turns out, 5 or 6 years ago, I painted a painting of 2 wooden canoes on a beach all by themselves.
Wow.
And there's nothing else in the painting but that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting glimpses.
And ever since he passed, many times if I'm thinking about him or I'm feeling down, like somebody will drive by with, you know, two, you know, kayaks on their car.
Yeah.
I've gone into a couple of restaurants and there's been like the same exact. I went into this restaurant in Savannah, Georgia, and they had these 2 wooden canoes with, like, these Polynesian gods carved out inside of them at my table.
Yeah,
and it just keeps happening over and over.
the metaphor here is pretty interesting to me, that your boat is worn and has been soggy underwater, and his boat was pristine and in great shape. But you're the one who's in the physical world, and he's the one on the other side, and his boat is a lot nicer than yours. So, you know, the thing that I've heard is that we are struggling here in this world, you know, with bad vision and can't walk and all that. And when you get over into the other realm, everything's beautiful and crystal clear and all. So your two boats represent that to me.
Well, Terry, we're running out of time. Thanks for calling, but just rest assured that a new boat awaits you soon.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
We now ask our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Eddie Roll, Tim Donahue, Tom Donahue, Andrea, Richard, Brian, Karen, Henry Stark, Johnny Jackson, Andy O'Brien, Stanley Mullen, Glenn Irwin, Lynn Austin, Michael Tim, Patty Potter, Eileen LaFada, Wendy Lippo, Doug Berry, Philip McPhee, Denise, Joanne Gerber, Betty Kovac, Erica, Tracy Lee Nash, Jean Lash, Vicki Steffi, Rita Springer, David Hayes, Ann Hutchinson, Julie Beischel, Miriam Pierzga, Rachel Skandarian, Kimberly Saavedra, Matt Mello, David Mello, Donna Mello, Junie Pernick, Johnny Boo, Ala, Pat Drance, and Donald Peterson. Now let us as one consciousness give our energy of loving thought by praying like this. To love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information.